It's August 16. It's the anniversary of the death of the King of Rock and Roll.
Elvis Presley died today. He was 42. Apparently, it was a heart attack. He was found at his home in Memphis, not breathing.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Elvis Presley died on this day in 1977. Some of the other music events of August 16, Ringo Starr replaced Pete Best as the Beatles drummer on this day in 1962.
I'm a mocker.
Really?
In 1975, Phil Collins became the lead singer of Genesis after the departure of Peter Gabriel.
Just one single tear in each passing year.
And the final episode of the Aussie soap Sons and Daughters went to air on this day in 1987. Birthdays, Aussie fast bowling great Jeff Thompson is 69.
He beats the outside edge, there's a big appeal and he's gone.
Director and writer James Cameron turns 65. He's given us movies like Terminator, Aliens and Titanic.
There was a time when I was torn between the arts and sciences. Obviously I went to the arts.
It's Madonna's birthday today. The biggest selling female artist of all time turns 61. Here's how Madonna's been responding to critics who tell her she should act her age.
I am acting my age. This is me. This is how I want to be. I can do what I want.
And funny man Steve Carell is 57 today, best known for the movies Get Smart, Evan Almighty, 40-Year-Old Virgin, and the Anchorman movies.
Remember, I was by myself and I had that dream about the orange tree.
Finally, we certainly did lose some greats on this day. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, died last year at the age of 76. Remembering the King of Rock and Roll and the Queen of Soul on August 16.